Hey, girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's, the Loser Line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say somebody approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you. Hey, what's up? Are you butt dialing right now? Because I swear your biddy is calling me.
Oh, man. Wow.
Tell it to stop hitting me up so much.
Yeah.
Nice.
Whatever you do, resist the urge to tell him to get a personality transplant. And instead, tell him that you think he's hilarious.
Yeah.
Short for hilarious. And that's when you give him the number to the Loser Line. And hopefully, he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play for you on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Jessica, it's Derek. I'm taking you out. I don't care what you say. It's happening this weekend. All right? Dress hot. Basically, what you look like tonight will be cool. Peace.
Next message.
A lot of confidence on that guy.
Yeah, too much,
God,
though.
Yeah, I wanted to like him because he had a sexy voice. But the whole dressing thing, I'm like, no, dude.
Yeah, whatever you want, I approve.
I feel like that's why he got the Loser Line. He probably walked around and was like, here's what's going to happen.
Yeah,
I'm going to talk to you real quick, and you're going to give me your number, and we're going to go out, and we're going to bone that night.
Mm-hmm. She gave him the Loser Line. He's like, works every time.
Every single time. Yeah. Girls like confidence. Also notice my bright clothing that's known as peacocking. Gets the ladies' attention. Here's another message from the Loser Line.
Next message.
Hey, this is Kim. I have called you a couple times. I haven't gotten a call back, so just thought I would try again in case you don't remember me. We met on the bar last Friday. You're awesome. I felt like we really hit it off. So I just wanted to take you up on your offer to grab drinks sometime. I am free tonight. I'm free tomorrow night. I might also be free Friday. And I really hope to hear from you. Okay, bye.
Next message.
She's so positive. You know?
Desperate.
Try to make yourself a little unavailable.
Yeah.
Say maybe one day you got plans.
Yeah, not the day after.
I'm free every minute of the day except Tuesday for 20 minutes. Like, just a little unavailable.
But I can move that if you want.
Exactly. And Friday, 2 years from now, still open. Mm-hmm. So we're good.
Whenever you want to go out, basically, I'll be sitting here by the phone.
Oh, sweetie.
Next message.
Hey, Diane. This is from the other night. You were giving me a hard time about having all the keys. I'm a janitor. I'm actually a facilities manager. I'm over all the janitors. So, I know it's kind of weird that I still had the keys with me, but I you never know when they're going to need you. But, keys can be pretty cool too. Alicia Keys, she's a, famous person who also plays the keys. That's pretty sweet. I should have texted you, so maybe I'll be give me a call text me back.
Next message.
At least he knew that it was bad.
That was the most honest moment in any voicemail we've ever heard.
Wow.
I just should have texted you.
I shouldn't have called.
Yeah, what am I doing?
Why did I start talking about the keys? Remember, you can get the special Loser Line phone number if you text the word loser to 78592.
Next message.
Hello, this is Haji from the Hero Place, and you have not won our business card draw, but I noticed you the other day when you came in. You're beautiful, and you dropped in business card. I had to find out who you were, so I pulled out and I found out your number, and now I'm calling to say I will give you free lunch if you join me, free lunch with me, Haji.
Next message.
Okay, at first, I was upset for her that some guy would just have the, audacity to do that.
Yeah.
Then he offered free euros.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that was, he was making up an accent. I don't even feel like that was actually his accent, but free euros, I don't care.
Yeah, I know.
Doesn't matter. They're delicious.
Name, yeah.
Here's another message from the Loser Line.
Next message.
Hey, Stacy, this is Rob. Remember me from the 5K, did the fun run? It was really cool meeting you. Thanks for giving me your number. I really want to get together, but we're probably going to have to wait a couple of days. And I'm really embarrassed to tell you this, but I'll just come out with it, okay? I'm chafing really bad, down there. I ran really hard, and it's just the chafe is so bad, it hurts to walk.
Oh,
I've literally been on the couch the last 8 hours with this big jug of lotion. I mean, this mountain of lotion to try to soothe the chafing. It's like this huge lava monster down there. I mean, this is a lot of lotion. I mean, I've Googled everything to try to get this better, but the chafing is terrible. Google is shit right now to me.
Next
you
message.
Could just say I'm a little sore. And can't go out.
Jesus,
right? What were you wearing during a 5K that did that to you?
You just kept going, fighting through it, and now you have a lava monster down
there? I think you need to reassess your clothing, sir.
Jesus.
Yeah, or don't run anymore if you get that chafed.
Man.
Remember, you can listen to The Loser Line regularly on Mondays at 7:10 and 9:10. You can just sit there with your bottle of lotion while you're chafed and listen.
Mountain of lotion.
Yeah. Your phone tap's coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.